Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to your favorite podcast.
Hello.
The Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza. And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence.
Yay. Here. Hello, Michael. Hello, Adrian. Hello, listeners.
Hello, Laurence.
Hello, Toes.
Hello,
Nose.
And we are also here with our other lovely co-host, the one, the only, Adrian Stratton. Hello, Adrian.
Yeah. Hey. Hi. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm. Happy Friday.
The weekend is upon us.
Yes.
Feels like we're just here. I know.
Doesn't it? Time goes by very fast. Very fast.
Very fast.
Yep. It's like a river.
River of ground. Talking about water.
Sorry. Sorry, something.
Yeah. So for Adrian and I, we're down here in Southern California, and we have been living in a deluge of water for the last, has it been Sunday, right? It started half day Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday evening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it has just been raining nonstop. There were 3.5 days of a lot of water. I think they said we got a total of 7 inches down here.
Yeah, something like that. Something crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, right? They said a half a year's total in 3 days. So,
yeah. You know, it's bad when you see your neighbors across the street building an ark. So.
Yep. So, yeah, but thank goodness it stopped. And now we have rainbows. So.
Rainbows.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So. So how's everybody's week been?
Well, you know, Michael, my week has been actually pretty good, although I certainly I had to go out and buy rain boots, and was quite frustrated over that because I've ruined a decent pair of shoes walking with the dogs and walking through wet grass and what have you. But other than that, you know, had a couple of good readings, and I'm excited about the OC Heart Space Hotline, and hoping that develops nicely. So I think, you know, it's been, all in all, it's been a good week. Optimistic. Yeah.
I thought you usually just go barefoot. Adrian, you started wearing shoes again?
Yeah, well, you know, I couldn't wear my sandals. It was just too much rain, so I opted for these rain boots.
Are they the DeSantis brand rain boots, the big white ones, pretty ones with the lips?
No, They're black, shiny. And shiny. They look like they're patent leather. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore or not, but they're black and shiny.
Yes,
and And my feet are dry. So that's wonderful.
Well, there you go.
Well, because DeSantis wore those white, shiny rain boots, they're all out.
Well,
you know, they became a thing because I tried to order a pair. I saw them and I was like, wow, he's so stylish. You know, he went to that, he went to a gay club where he has a gay stylist.
Got a stylist.
Those boots to wear. And so I tried finding some on Nordstrom and they're all out. So I don't know what to do now.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't. You didn't order the backup gold lame pair instead.
Well, I like the white, and I'm going to glue stuff onto them. Yeah.
There you go. Like
sequins and rhinestones. Yeah. Make them flashy.
Bling
make them fun.
Bling them up.
There you go. There you go.
Adrian, are you wearing your boots right now, Adrian? You should show them. Show them.
Yes. All right.
You just left them on. Here they come.
Wait a second.
She's waiting.
Like she's going to show us her boots. Oh.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Those are pretty fancy. Are those Gucci boots? What's going on?
No.
They're like designer boots.
They're called sloggers.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
They're very slimming.
Yeah. Thank you. Amazon.
All right.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of boots you could cook a 4-course meal in if you had to.
I don't know, but I suppose. Anything's possible.
Yeah,
turkey. You could roast a turkey in those.
You could probably deep fry a turkey in those and still be safe. You need coke.
That's probably true. Oh God!
Can't you guys just hear it?
How was
my week,
Mr. Shamanic Birch?
Shamanic Birch. It was a week of excitement and suspense, thrills, intrigue. You know, the usual. I had my ceramic class on Wednesday, and we got back my first pieces. Show.
Nice.
Love this. See, we're doing a little show and tell here.
Yeah. Michael's got something there in the palace. So I have a really great instructor, and every term she does a raku firing.
Mm-hmm.
So raku is different from standard kiln work. And so I did a couple pieces in the raku, and here's one.
Oops. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. So raku, so with ceramics, typically there's two firings you do. You do what's called a bisque firing that dries all the moisture out, shrinks the clay and stabilizes, and then you add glazes to it, and then you do a second firing. With raku, you do a bisque firing, and then you do a second firing, but it's much shorter, so the glazes are different. And then when you're done, you want to get a little bit of carbon on the glaze to add different effects, and so you plunge it into a container, usually like a fireproof garbage can that's got sawdust or newspaper in it, and let that burn out and add stuff to it. Because the back of these are black, and that's from the glaze. So they're not the kind of thing you could use for cookware or anything. And then this is the second piece.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow, I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so some fun stuff. there's,
cool.
There you go.
Nice.
How about you, Michael?
What
about your week?
It was very busy. I didn't have many clients this week. I just had a lot of other business stuff to attend to. So my day was taken up by that. And it's that time where it's time to pay attention to the government this year.
I saw you're wearing that new designer caftan at the Oscars. That was pretty special.
Did the Oscars happen?
Grammys.
Grammys. It. I got confused.
The Oscars didn't happen yet, right?
No. I forget when they are.
Towards the end of the month, I think.
Did you get a skybox this year for the Super Bowl, Michael, or are you going to skip it?
Well, Taylor, we spoke, and she said she's going to try to get me a box for my family, me and my family, some of my followers.
That's lovely.
But that's lovely, right? It's nice of her.
She's very generous to her.
She is. She's very generous. So I'm waiting for her to get back to me.
I didn't know you were a Swiftie.
I didn't know either until she called.
Just so you know, just for clarification, the 96th Academy Awards Oscars are March the 10th year at 4 p.m., 4 until 7-ish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Are you going to have an after party this year, Michael? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what to do. Yeah.
Depends on the
whole thing.
Do you think Adrienne will cater for you this year? I know she dropped it at the last minute last year. Pretty disappointing.
Well,
I'm not eating any of those damn tuxedo strawberries again. I'm sick of them. Oh, my God. Okay.
I have to send the food truck over.
Wow.
That's funny. Valentine's Day is coming up. Very soon. I know.
Yeah.
Love to you and all the listeners. Yeah. So that's coming up very soon. Mm-hmm. And when I think of Valentine's Day, I really have never thought about St. Valentine, the person. I always just think about all the crap in the stores.
Being
assaulted with the candy and just, the junk, the mugs and pillows and just all the accoutrement that comes with
You're
it.
You're so anti-capitalist. God.
No. It's just, I don't know, I just look at that and I think, what a waste of money and supplies just to make this stuff, and it just sits on a shelf. But anyway.
So peaceful.
But,
for Valentine's.
Yeah. So, I was thinking about that because we've been talking about love sessions or shows. And so I thought, St. Valentine's Day is almost here. And who is this person? But I thought this would be interesting to look into who St. Valentine is or was.
Mm-hmm.
And one little tidbit here. Valentine was a popular name in ancient Rome. So I didn't even know that. I was like, I never have met anybody named Valentine. Have you?
No.
Anybody here? No. The only one that I can think of is Radley Valentine. He did tarot cards, or he's a tarot card reader, I think a psychic.
Mm.
Yeah. He worked out of Hay House. And so anyway, that was his last, that's his last name.
I've known people named Candy. Does that count?
Yes, absolutely.
They were far from saints. So.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And if they're your friends, I don't know what kind of candy it is either. I'd kind of question that.
Let's just say it's adult candy.
And
Adrian's shaking her head.
Saint Valentine was the patron saint of lovers, supposedly, and people with epilepsy, and beekeepers.
And beekeepers. That's an interesting bunch.
Right. This is an eclectic group.
What does he have to do with Cupid? Is he the same dude, or are they like separate?
No.
Cupid's his
No. I don't know. It mentioned nothing of Cupid. So
what?
I don't know where. I know. Mentioned nothing about
Cupid.
Well, I'll do Cupid
next week, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So St. Valentine was born 226 A.D.,
Wow.
And he died around February A.D.
A.D.?
After David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, A.D. is now. We're in A.D.
Right,
B.C.
so 226.
Oh, 226. Sorry, I heard that as 2026.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. We just traveled to the future, sorry.
226.
I need to clean all the candy out of my ears.
Exactly. You're getting fuzzy brains with all the candy. So he was born in 226 A.D., and he died in – they're not, I guess, very specific on the year, but either – 269 or 270 A.D., supposedly February 14th. So he was either 42 or 43 years old. But he
wow.
was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably about average lifespan for that time, I would think. Yeah.
Maybe. Well,
yeah. Maybe bad batch of candy. No?
No.
Or do they know what killed
Did
Love die of a broken heart?
No. He was killed. And he was apparently a temple priest that was tortured and beheaded near Rome by the Emperor Claudius II. And that was for helping Christian couples marry.
Wow.
So... Yeah.
Wow.
The emperor was not happy with him because he was marrying these people. Yeah.
He probably wasn't giving the emperor
as Christians.
He probably was keeping all the money to himself, wasn't cutting his emperor's
maybe. Yeah.
Hey, you don't want to pay me my fee? That's fine. That's fine. I'm going to chop off of your head. See how you like that then. Huh? You're not stealing from me again, sucker. That's right.
Yeah. So they said he became a saint because apparently when he was jailed, he healed the jailer's daughter, and because of that, he became a saint. Yeah.
What kind of healing did she require exactly? Like, was she like, I don't know, healing the jailer's daughter? That sounds like healing the farmer's daughter. Like, what? We need details about that. Was that above board? What was going on with that?
I don't know. All I kept hearing or reading was he healed the jailer's daughter. So
he healed the jailer's
daughter.
He was
able to do that. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. If just to come into my cell for a little bit, I'll take care of that leprosy, no problem.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, here.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
There's more.
He restored sight and hearing to the jailer's daughter. Oh,
wow.
That's pretty big.
That
yeah.
is.
Yeah. That was right before his head was cut off.
Take off these dark glasses and clean the wax out of yours, baby. God. There you go. It was a miracle. And whack.
Yeah.
Damn.
So what really made the Emperor Claudius angry was he was marrying these couples and into, I don't know if it was into Christianity, but because he was a Christian, they were Christian weddings. And the army at that time was a pagan army. So that pissed the emperor off.
Hmm. So onward Christian soldiers back then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating piece of history there. Yeah.
And he was, it was said that he was cutting hearts out of parchment and giving them to other persecuted Christians. It was the origin of the use of hearts on St. Valentine's Day that he was giving these. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Now you know where all the hearts come from.
If he just stuck with being an Elvis impersonator, marrying people, everything would have been fine. But he had to go out and, you know, try to impress people with that Christianity stuff. That's too bad.
Yeah. And he gave... the emperor's daughter, or the jailer's daughter, I guess a note, and he signed it from your Valentine.
Oh.
So that's kind of where all the Valentines come from, too. The heart.
That was
and...
that first Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get your head chopped off.
Well. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of a minor issue. It's just a scratch. It's just a flesh wound.
Side note.
So it was in the 14th century England by, let's see, where is it? Geoffrey Chaucer. And this is when Chaucer and his circle, when the feast day of February 14th first became associated with romantic love.
Mm.
But that's a far cry from him being beheaded, right, on that day?
Yeah. It seems like kind of anti-romantic, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right? Doesn't
here's
it?
Your Valentine, my head on a plate. It's like seems like John the Baptist like territory. He's kind of stole some of his fire or something.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, you know, like as I read this, I wonder if, you know, because sometimes we invoke for certain energies, certain deities or beings, right, to connect to. So I was wondering, you know, after reading all this about him, you know, if that energy is around, he actually does assist in helping people find love. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Has he helped you guys?
No. No, I, in fact, I never really even thought about it, but that's certainly kind of an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
He did help me. He did help me with a beheading job I had. Called on for that. Like, you want to get it right? You know, under the chin, but not so far down that, you know, you're getting close to the shoulders. It gets really
yeah.
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 No, I don't know. Is he called on, you know, like a patron saint in that way? Like, you know, I'm used to hearing about Cupid, you know, being part of the process, not Mr. Valentine as directly, but that it would make sense. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a very good question. I'm not really aware of anyone that I know anyhow calling in Mr. Valentine or Saint Valentine, but yeah, I mean, I suppose that some people have. It's just interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think I'm gonna take that into consideration when doing some channeling and connecting to spirit guides and these beings to see if there is a Saint Valentine out there helping people down here connect and find love.
Well, now, don't lose your head.
That goes without saying.
Okay.
Well, and are you going to have to? And are you going to have to be Christian in order to receive his help?
Absolutely. Right after the admission fee.
So is there anything in the data about was he a pagan originally and then became a Christian, or was he born into Christian tradition, or is there anything about that?
I didn't see any information about that. I guess I'm just assuming. Yeah. Because he was marrying people in the Christian tradition, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think something about being married, they couldn't go into the army, or it was a pagan army. Which, I don't know.
A pagan army is just in itself is kind of like mind-blowing. You know, think about that. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
All kinds of, like, images. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all kind of vague. It was kind of interesting reading about him. I never even really thought about him, but it was all still kind of vague.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he could have done both, like done the pagan wedding and the Christian wedding just to cover all his bases.
Yeah. Could have.
To make sure. But that was before Christianity became the state religion, I guess. So.
Yeah.
So,
and he died so young.
Yeah. I know. So I guess what you do the pagan marriage ceremony with Eros or something like that, or I don't know who would be Venus, somebody, Aphrodite.
I have no idea. Yeah. So I don't know if callers are having trouble getting in to the switchboard, because when I called in, it said they were having some issues. So there are no callers right now.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad, you know, especially because it's a great topic and a great opportunity for people to, you know, talk about this. And I know I'm quite curious if others, you know, have called on St. Valentine. So, it's unfortunate, you know, and we've certainly had our challenges getting on the air, if you will, getting on the show, connecting and what have you. So I hope it's a situation that's going to resolve it. I'm certain we have people that want to call in.
Yeah. Bad. Well, we call upon St. Valentine to heal the phone lines right now.
Yeah.
Fill them with love.
In the name of Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, because this is a really big topic. I know, you know, when I do readings, the big topics are love, relationships, and career. So those are the two main ones. Career and love relationships, romantic relationships. So, yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I was thinking about this a little while ago. It was just a delightful little experience. It's kind of off topic. But it's, you know, it's about love and the fact that, you know, love never dies. It just doesn't. And when our loved ones transition, just like we will eventually, you know, the love that they've held in their heart, the love that we hold in our heart, you know, remains alive. And so Off and on during the week, my mom had been on my mind. I could feel her around me a couple of times, which is not unusual at all. Mm-hmm. And then on a couple of occasions, I know that I kind of call her in, you know, it's like something will come up and I'll think, oh, hi, Mom, you know, or, oh, Mom, I'm thinking about you. Okay. So anyhow, that was during the course of the week. Well, so This morning, I was actually dealing with a client and writing a phone number down. And so as I was writing the phone number down, 7149 something or other, and I was looking at it and I was kind of just being with that number. And then all of a sudden, very clearly, it's like my mind just zoomed in, focused like laser sharp on a particular telephone number, 714-957-3266. And I thought to myself, and I wrote that number down, and I thought, whose number is that? That number seems familiar. But whose number is that? So I put it in my phone and hit contact to see if it was somebody that was in my phone. It was my mom's phone number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, you know, yeah, I just kind of love that stuff, you know. And
that's amazing.
So like I said, you know, like love never dies, and our connections, you know, to our loved ones is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a similar story. It's very similar. It didn't happen to me. It was a client, and my client's sister had transitioned. And she was out with, my client was with her mother. This was after the sister died. And they were driving together somewhere, I guess, run errands. And my friend got out of the car, did her thing, came back to the car with her mom in it. And the mother was hysterical. And my friend asked her mother, like, what's wrong? What's going on? And she says, your sister's phone, she had her daughter's phone and my client's, her sister's phone, and it started to ring. And she said, her mother's phone started to ring and it had the sister's phone number coming up.
The dead daughter's number
was coming through on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, didn't you answer it? She's like, no, I don't answer it. She's like, why not? Why did you answer? But the mother was so freaked out that the phone would ring. The daughter's phone number would come up.
Yeah. That's great. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to ask her about that next time. I don't remember if the phone was still connected or not. But I've heard a couple of those stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's and I think, you know, our loved ones try to reach us from beyond and they'll do something big like that, and I think it's amazing that they do that.
I heard about
an
old-fashioned telephone booth. I think it was in Japan that was disconnected, but that people started using to make phone calls to their loved ones who passed on. They'd go in and just kind of process their grief or use it to, you know, send them thoughts that they're still thinking about them. And it became a really popular place to feel connected and to, you know, have that experience. So it's interesting.
That's so cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my mom's been gone since 2006. And so I've not called that phone since 2006. But it was so interesting that seeing it, you know, and being so focused on it, and it's like, well, yeah, that number looks familiar, you know, and so there it was. It's just fascinating, really, you know, the communication.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, I'm hoping that we've got people listening to the show.
Yeah.
And one of the things I know I wanted to share, our next show next Friday, and hopefully we won't have any problems, is that Janet Whitener is the guest speaker. And, you know, and she's a channel for Arrow. And her topic what she wrote is that she wanted to focus, or she said Arrow wants to go from Valentine's Day as an opportunity to focus on the love of others, then transition into the power of self-love, and about the choices we can make on certainly how to expand our self-love. So, which I just think is just wonderful, because we've really been, you know, on a very nice theme here. And, you know, I love the information about St. Valentine's, and thank you for that, Michael.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
That will be very nice. Yeah.
Love is a good thing.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. We need more of it now than ever, especially in this country and all over. Just kind of chaotic out there.
Mm-hmm.
And love is the only thing that can conquer that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is there any events you would like to announce?
Well, I just want everybody to know that I've decided to end my presidential campaign, but they can still send donations. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
I have a lot of leaks to pay, so.
Adrian, is there anything you want to announce?
So we have the holistic fair at the Laguna Wellness Center that Orange County Heart Space puts on, along with the center there, and it is in Laguna Woods, from 11 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. And there's all kinds of healers there and practitioners. There's even some free events and lectures, vendors with food and jewelry. And Michael and I are both there normally every month. So are you going to be there, Michael, this month?
I will be there. Yes, ma'am.
Good. Yeah, me too. So that's actually going to be on the 24th, February 24th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And how can people get a hold of you, Adrian?
Oh, well, probably my website is the best, the fastest. RavenMessages.com, or they can call me or text me at 714-376-7289.
Very good. Mr. Lawrence, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can call or text 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. I'm guessing you might be willing to share your contact info, Michael. Is that true?
Yes, I would. You can schedule a session with me through my website at michaeljespinoza.com. You can schedule a reading, healing, both of them, or a free consultation, michaeljespinoza.com. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you found this interesting. And be here next week for Janet Whitener, Channeling Arrow. We're continuing on love. We're going to feel the love. And, all the hearts. And thank you. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you spending time with us. And please don't forget to like us here on blogtalkradio.com and all of the other podcast platforms. Google, Amazon, Spotify, and I think Spotify was going, wait, no.
Google.
That's not Spotify. Google, oh, that's right. No more Google. Amazon, Apple, and Spotify. Well, those are big ones. So follow us there and like our page. Thank you. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is Michael Espinoza with
Adrian Stratton.
And Lorenza Birch.
Yeah. Wishing you a wonderful week, and we'll be here next week. Every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So hopefully you'll be able to get in next week.
Yeah.
And call in and we can do readings for you.
Yep,
all right, everybody. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a
ciao.
Good week. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye.